This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bill Clevenger joins us. It's been a couple of weeks. We were off last Monday. Cater Park District is churning along. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing good, Brian. How about you?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing COVID-wise? Got a staff, you got an office, you got parks, you got facilities. How's the run been as far as just trying to keep it out?
So far, we've been pretty safe. We have a couple of people off on quarantine right now. But other than that, things have gone pretty well for us. I think we've done our best, Brian, to play by the rules and try to follow the guidance. And whether that be our participants, whether that be our staff, you know, we kind of look at this thing on a daily basis and quote-unquote kind of try to do the right thing.
All right. Is there anything in, like, what we see as far as these mitigating practices? And we're on kind of a warning list. Everybody's alarmed about the numbers. How does that impact the Park District moving forward?
Well, I think, in fact, the matter last week, you know, we were, as a management group, talking about what's this look like now going forward again. If it's always the what-if scenario, it seems like daily, weekly around here. So, you know, we're looking at what's the winter look like now, and we've got some ideas. And in fact, the matter, Brian, we just finished a cart path all the way around Hickory Point, and Hickory Point's going to be closed for the winter. So what do we do out there? We open up that cart path for walking, for biking. We're going to make that course as usable as we can 12 months a year. I think, you know, one of the things we were talking about is we're going to have to think like the North. Granted, we probably don't have as much snow, but there are going to be some different thought processes. How do we use our big pavilions for outdoor opportunities for people in the winter? Do we, you know, usually because of liability reasons, we don't push the snow or plow the snow off of the bike trail. This year, that's probably going to happen for people. So all those kind of things right now are going to – you're going to see those things happen over the next few months.
And have you seen a return to – you know, I'm watching this kind of closely across the U.S., but this outdoor sort of – whether it's biking, whether it's hiking, whether it's trails, there's been a resurgence in what I would sort of think of as like 1950s Boy Scout activities. You know, you get your badge here, your badge there. Has that translated into use of the parks and green space here in Decatur?
You know what, Brian? It sure has. In fact, the matter, there are groups now having, you know, small get-togethers, and instead of going to someone's house or instead of going to a restaurant or instead of going someplace indoors, they're going to a small pavilion. They're having a cookout. They're having a fire and sit around and talk with the social distancing and the masks. And I mean, you see that literally happening in the parks, which is one of the benefits of having such a vast park system in your community.
We have one of the largest, right? Green space wise.
We do. And you're seeing more and more as things change. And as we see the case numbers go up again and people are concerned, they're out in their parks. They're using their parks regularly. You know, golf, again, continues, Brian, to show good numbers this year. People continue to, you know, take advantage of the golf course. And I would say, you know, even if we have mitigation that closes indoor kinds of things, we can still play golf. We can still use our park system.
All right. What happened? I know I was invited to something I couldn't go to, but the gold medal thing, where is that?
That's this week.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening.
Yes.
We will find out the results of that. Hopefully we have a winner. You never know until the event happens.
All right. And so what time will that happen tomorrow?
6 p.m.
Okay. And once again, remind folks what that is. It's an honor just to be nominated, right?
You know, it really is. It's you submit, and there are departments and districts all across the country in certain population categories that submit for that. You submit what you do, how you do it. You talk to people in your community, and they talk about what you do, how you do it, and how you manage your district, and everything from A to Z, so to speak, is looked at. And then they pick a group of finalists, which we're one of four across the country. So it speaks well for us, speaks well for in particular, our board and staff and the relationships we have with our community.
All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week. Bill Clevenger, executive director of the Decatur Park District. That's pretty cool, be one of four finalists in the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've spent any time in our parks, you know why. They do a really good job. We have a lot of facilities here.
We got a lot of green space.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.